Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as always. You know, as I was headed out the door this morning, I was running late. Been doing a lot of that here lately. And, you know, if I get here and I give the boss a cup of coffee, she calms down and she's okay. So we can deal with it. But I was saying it's okay because I went through a whole lot of stuff last night and I know exactly where I'm going. I don't think I ever know exactly where I'm going because it's kind of switched gears on me. There may be a few things in my hand that I'm going to talk to you about that I had planned, but when you don't know where you're going, maybe you should look at where you've come from whence you came. I received the American Minute this morning, and I was reading through it, and it's rather lengthy, so I'm not going to share the first part of it. I will put all of it on my blog later on today. I will put it on my blog. It is the American Minute by Bill Federer. And today happens to be, I think it's today, yeah, today's 28th, right? James Monroe's birthday. So he goes in the first part of this, and he gives a lot of the history of his birth, where he came from, his father, and what he did. And he was injured in the Revolution, if you'll remember. And, of course, later he became president. Well, I want to read to you some excerpts from his speeches, his annual messages, when he was president of the United States of America. And I thought, how appropriate, after all that we have been seeing and hearing and going through with this election campaign. And I hope that you will find it encouraging, inspiring, and maybe challenging to you. In his first annual message, which was back in December the 2nd of 1817, President James Monroe stated, "In grateful acknowledgments to that omnipotent being, in unceasing prayer that he will endow us the future and strength." On November 16th, 1818, in his second annual message, President Monroe stated, "For these inestimable blessings, we cannot but be grateful to that providence which watches over the destiny of nations. When we view the blessings with which our country has been favored, let us then unite in offering our most grateful acknowledgments for these blessings to the divine author of all good." And in November of 1820, in his fourth annual message, President James Monroe stated, "When we take into view the prosperous and happy condition of our country, it is impossible to behold without being penetrated with the most profound and grateful acknowledgments to the Supreme Author of all good for such manifold and inestimable blessings, especially our most excellent system of government, the powerful instrument in the hands of all merciful Creator in securing to us these blessings." And in March of 1821, in his second inaugural address, President Monroe stated, "The liberty, prosperity, and happiness of our country will always be the object of my most fervent prayers to the Supreme Author of all good, with a firm reliance on the protection of Almighty God." And in December of 1821, in his fifth annual message, President Monroe stated, "Deeply impressed with blessings which we enjoy, my mind is irresistibly drawn to that Almighty Being, the great source from whence they proceed and to whom our most grateful acknowledgments are due. And in 1724, in his eighth annual message, he stated, "For these blessings we owe to Almighty God, from whom we derive them, and with profound reverence, our most grateful and unceasing acknowledgments. Having commenced my service in early youth, and continued it since with a few and short intervals, I have witnessed the great difficulties in which our union has been exposed, and admired the virtue and intelligence with which they have been surmounted. That these blessings may be preserved and perpetuated will be the object in the fervent and unceasing prayers of the Supreme Ruler of the Universe. President James Monroe, who was a member of the Episcopalian Church, admonished, "The establishment of our institutions forms the most important epoch that history hath recorded. To preserve and hand them down in their utmost purity to the remotest ages will require the existence and practice of the virtues and talents equal of those which were displayed in acquiring them." I underlined that. He died in July 4th in 1831. He was the third president to die on the 4th of July, followed by Jefferson and Adams. James Monroe wrote in New York Library Miscellaneous Papers and Updated Letters of the liberty of conscience in matters of religious faith, of speech of the press, and of the trial of jury, of the benefit of the writ of habeas corpus, of the right to keep and bear arms. If these rights secured against encroachments, it is impossible that government should degenerate into tyranny. That, my friends, is why we have the Second Amendment. Now, I missed some things here that I want to go back with, and I'll just start with this comment that he made. When the people become ignorant and corrupt, usurpation is then an easy attainment and usurpacerned found. Where are we today? Where are we going? From whence have we come? In this, it talks about his election. He was a delegate at one time, and then he was elected as a senator. He became president. He served several terms as president. And in his presidency, he fought the Barbary Coast pirates, which were the Muslims. He gave credit due to we the people, because our governing institution was set up not so we could be dictated from D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, but because you are the government. I am the government. We are the ones who are supposed to be the catalyst holding this together. And we have failed, my friends and my family, to do that which we need to do to hold this country together. And if it is to be salvaged and saved for future generations, it is up to you and me to act now, to take the challenge, to become a statesman like our founding fathers. And yes, we can. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We cannot know where we are going if we forget from whence we came. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was just chatting with my producer, and I came back with one little piece of wisdom, and I said, if you give a mouse a cookie, he will want a glass of milk. Now, you think about the mentality of your talk show host here, that she's always quoting children's books. But stop and think about, if you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk. And it goes on in that book that he's going to want this, or he's going to want that. It'll never stop. Now, relate that to our governing right now and how we, the people, have become so self-absorbed and selfish. It's never enough. We want. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And that's how we seem to be voting. And as we're doing that, we are convicting our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the future generations of this nation to slavery, to being dependent. We're taking away their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. Because we fail. We have failed to be that government. We the people, that republic that James Madison bragged about early in that reading that I think I skipped over that part. So we will go back before we end the show. So we have been seeing so many things, so much corruption. We have experienced so much corruption, and we don't always recognize it. And it has become a way of life. We laugh about the lying politicians. We laugh about the broken promises. But it's not funny anymore. Yesterday, somebody very close to me came in and visited me in the office. It was my brother. Brought me some saltwater taffy. Gave me a hug. We sit and talk politics, and he and I don't agree on everything. Never have. But we agree on liberty. And he's my hero. I've always looked up to him because not only is he taller, but he's my big brother. I've got two big brothers, one little brother, and I got a big sister. I'm not in the middle. I'm number 4 out of 5. He's not been a Donald Trump fan. He's not really a big fan of any of them, but he expressed his disappointment in many of the candidates that we had been watching. But he had the advantage over me because he was able to listen to the speech that Donald Trump gave yesterday on foreign policy. My brother is a vet. He was a Marine in Vietnam. Once a Marine, always a Marine. You don't say was. I get in trouble for that. And I did not get to hear that. I saw and heard little excerpts out of it last night. There was some chaos going on in the house, so I was kind of up and down and up and down and up and down. Kept pausing TV. We ended up watching it till way hours of the night, morning. But I do have some excerpts from that speech here with me today, and I thought, well, why not read James Madison first, and then we'll go to what this candidate who's possibly going to be the nominee for the Republican Party for President of the United States. James Madison said, if we preserve, we cannot fail under the favor of gracious providence. James Madison said, it is only when we the people become ignorant and corrupt, when they degenerate into a populace, that they are incapable of exercising the sovereignty. Sovereignty seems to be an ugly word these days if you say that, because we're supposed to be bowing to D.C.? I don't think so. But we have been trained that way. And what we have seen in the last many, 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 many years, not just this administration, but the last numerous administrations, is a weakening of we the people, the republic, and a top-heavy D.C. government. A top-heavy and a greedy D.C. government. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and I will stand on my revelation, that the reason for the hate of Trump has nothing to do with his mouth, his arrogance, has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that he wants to make changes with TPP and immigration. And that is how the D.C. occupiers on all levels, Democrat and Republican, are making their fortunes in their careers as politicians in D.C. But my brother watched Donald Trump, who he doesn't really admire very much, and said he had a good speech, and I agreed with most everything. I thought I would share it with you in case you were like me and you didn't see it, because I wanted to know what he said. It says Donald Trump, he's the Republican front runner now, has been for a while. He pressed forward a foreign policy plan making America first during a speech at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Now, I want to interject here right for just a moment. When I was watching it last night, they were saying he gave a speech that we wanted to see. He had a speechwriter. He had a teleprompter. And I'm thinking, what difference does that make? I was impressed with his speech in PA before the primary, when he was in that hotel, in that building. I can't remember what it was. He was in that building that he himself built many years ago. Now, what impressed me was not necessarily his speech, although I thought he gave a good talk. It was when he picked up his papers to walk away from the podium. When he picked up his speech papers, I noticed they were handwritten. That impresses me more than speechwriters and teleprompters. Not that he says everything I want to hear, but everything that he says is from him. You stop and think about that. How rare that is in the political arena today. Well, he opened with a poetic promise, it says here, a purpose, one that replaces ideology and strategy and chaos with peace. He said, he opened with poetic promises of a foreign policy of purpose that replaces ideology and strategy with chaos and chaos with peace. It is time to shake the rust off of America's foreign policy. Shake the rust off of America's foreign policy. And his overall mantra, it says here, was that his administration's direction will return us to a timeless principle of putting America first. Now, when we stop and think about putting America first, do you put America first when you hyphenate who you are? When you say, I am whatever, and hyphen it with American, Black American, Irish American, gay American, straight American, white American, Republican American. Do you have to put the hyphen in there? I think that segregates us. I think we are more united when we say, I am an American. I've been here so long. We'd run out of hyphens. My mother told me I was French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. That's a lot of hyphens. It's a lot of hyphens. Our bloodline, we are told, goes back to the Revolutionary War. And they have special organizations, which I admire, that commemorate that. But what good does it do to have that lineage in you if you're not out there in the trenches to secure and preserve that liberty that your ancestors sacrificed so much for? We're going into a break. I want to finish sharing what Donald Trump's foreign policy speech was yesterday. We will open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Today is James Madison's birthday. And it's a throwback Thursday, so only fitting. I didn't plan it, but it's only fitting that we started out with a throwback in the history of the United States of America. 877-895-5410. And for liberty, we will be right back. Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Thursday. I kind of made it. Maybe some of you don't know that term. It's all over the internet, particularly Facebook, where it's a throwback Thursday, and you throw up some kind of old picture from the past and share a memory. And so I didn't intentionally do that, but I got to think, well, it is Throwback Thursday because I threw James Madison out there, and we had some great memories. And now I'm going to share from the foreign policy speech that Donald Trump made yesterday in hopes that he's going to be president of the United States. He goes on to say in this speech, my foreign policy will always put the interest of the American people and American security above all else. That will be the foundation. America first will be the major and overriding theme of my administration. And he then laid out a 5-point plan, a foreign policy that would return America to the top dog spot on the world stage. First, he says, our foreign policy is complete and an utter disaster. He says that a lot, you know, it's a disaster. Our resources are totally overextended. That's putting it lightly. And President Obama has weakened our military by weakening our economy. And I will say our weak economy has weakened us in many, many ways that people probably aren't stopping and thinking about. And that's one of those places when I tell you to step back and look at the bigger picture, that you need to step back and look at what's really going on with our diving economy. Don't let them fool you about it being in a recovery. There may be places, there may be times, but we are not in a recovery because we're still doing the same old, same old, same old, same old. And it isn't going to get better. He then spoke of our allies and their failures to pay their fair share for their benefits on the world stage. And I put in parentheses here, my little notes. We've been, if we are leaders, which we have not been true leaders, but we have been enablers. Think about that. He says our allies must contribute toward their political costs. They look at the United States as weak and forgiving. Trump went on to say, the third, our friends are beginning to think they cannot depend on us. Case in point, he doubled down on his view, Iran must not be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. And fourth, Donald Trump said, our rivals no longer respect us. They don't take us seriously anymore. He decreed how Obama watches helplessly as China and North Korea take over the political stage, and he quipped, if President Obama's goal was to weaken America, he could not have done a finer job. And finally, he said, America no longer has a coherent foreign policy. And I think we realize that. We've made the Middle East more unstable than ever before. We've left Christians subject to persecution. We're at war against radical Islam. And President Obama won't even name the enemy. You know, you got to know who your enemy is. You got to know which team you're playing. And you got to do some background on what their goals will be, how they run their team. You know, Obama's supposed to be into sports. Well, he knows that. That's no different than in foreign policy. You got to know who your enemy is, and if you're playing a game with him, you got to know what their strategy might be. To our friends and allies, Trump says, I say America is going to be strong again. America is going to be reliable again. America will be a friend again. To ISIS, he says, their days are numbered. I won't tell you where and I won't tell you when. We must, as a nation, be more unpredictable. We tell them everything, he says, but they're going to be gone. And I love the way he says things, even if you don't like him. When he starts repeating himself, it's kind of comical, but he gets his point across. ISIS will be gone if I'm elected president, and they'll be gone quickly. They'll be gone very, very quickly. You know, they should be. They were, at one time, the JV team, until we gave them senior status. Among his promises, he also vowed to rebuild the military, use taxpayer dollars in a more efficient manner, and bolster trade in a way that ties it to smarter expenditures and deals. Now, wouldn't you like to just sit down and talk to him exactly about our tax dollars being used efficiently? He goes on, and another, he says, the Trump administration promises the best equipment and support in the world, and the best care in the world when they return as veterans, and they come back home to civilian life. Our veterans have not been treated fairly and justly, and I think we can all agree with that. And we have all stood by and allowed it. This is coming from me. We've allowed that. We've allowed them to be neglected, and we allow the genocide called the right to an abortion. Trump also spoke in specific, saying his administration's goals in the Middle East, his goal would be to defeat radical terrorism, and while in Russia, his goal would be to find common ground and shared ideals. He also vowed to fix relations with China, a country that values strength, and that has looked with scorn on America under the Obama administration. If we can't make a deal under my administration, that's great for America, then we will quickly walk away from the table. You know, I have somebody that's in sales, and he told me, his advice to me is always be leaving. He said, I'm not saying believe. Always be leaving. Be ready to go out the door, turn around and walk out. Don't just sit there and feel desperate like you've got to cut a deal. Always be leaving. And that's what Trump is saying here. Trump also said he would not hesitate to use the U.S. military and deploy troops in the face of failing diplomacy, but only if the goal was to win and only if the path of the flex of muscle was clearly in America's best interest. Our friends and enemies, he says, must know that if I draw a line in the sand, I will enforce that line. My goal is established a foreign policy that will endure for several generations. Now, that's an awesome speech. Regardless of which man or woman it gets in the White House. Now, we know Hillary Clinton's policies are nothing like this. The liberals on the left, the Democrat Party, has forgotten America, and so has the Republican Party. I watched last night, or was it the night before, and they had a town hall. Unfortunately, I had not turned Megyn Kelly off, and I was still watching. And they had this little panel that they were asking, well, do you think that they care about you? Because they were upset over what Cruz and almost 100%, they were upset. Even those who were on Kasich's side or Cruz's side, they were upset about their alliance because they felt it was a slap in the face of the American voter and the American people. Regardless whether you were in the majority with Trump or the minority with Cruz and Kasich, it's a slap in the face to the value of your vote. And they were all upset about it. Every one of them. Rightfully so. It breaks our hearts that we have, and it's our fault because we the people have been way too trusting of the D.C. occupiers. We're going into a break. Your calls have been welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't
isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, been kind of on a roll here today and yesterday, I guess. Several times this week in the last several months and several years. You know, we're going to be having an anniversary in May. May 2nd will be 5 years. If we make it that long, we can get the bills paid here another week. You know, they're going to start coming in again. I feel it's so important to be your encourager. I hear too much discouragement around. I hear too much of the never. We have talk show hosts that received monetary aid in trade to put down another candidate. And they started their never campaign. I think it's time America started their never campaign, not against an individual, but against the ideals of progressivism, socialism, and start going back to the republic. Start going back to what we were supposed to be, what we were founded to be by our founding fathers when blood was shed. They pledged not to a party, but to an ideal. They pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honors. And sometimes we're too lazy to get up and turn off the TV. Of course, we don't even have to get up these days. I watched Bill O'Reilly last night, and I missed part of it. Like I said, I was in and out. We have some chaos going on in the house. But he was giving some reasons that He's not pointing to Trump as being the victor, even though he's being victorious, but it is the American people, and which is what I have been saying to you. The American people are finally, as James Madison was pointing out, we're finally witnessing and understanding this corruption. You know, they're like a bunch of used sales cars, used car salesmen. And they are selling us out, as the book says. I still have some of those, by the way. James Monroe said it so wisely when he mentioned what was going on. And isn't it interesting in history to go back and read how they were fighting the Muslims then? They were the pirates on the Barbary Coast. And they were ruining the trade. They were taking out the boats, the ships. And so we had to go to war with them. Well, in his inaugural address in March of 1817, it says, his first inaugural address, "We raised us to be the present happy state." What raised us to be the present happy state? The government has been in the hands of the people. The people, therefore, is the credit due. So when we want, and we will, and I will probably continue to complain about the D.C. occupiers, we must understand it is the credit is due to us. If it is good, then we have done good. If it is bad, like it has been, it's because we have been neglectful and we have allowed it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He goes on to say, I want to repeat that though. He says, the government has been in the hands of the people. To the people, therefore, is the credit due. It is only when the people become ignorant and corrupt, when they degenerate into a populace, that they are incapable of exercising the sovereignty. Now that is in here in bold print. When the people become ignorant and corrupt, degenerate into a populace. When we see, and we have to stand and argue for our First Amendment and our Second Amendment, we have to start putting bills in to protect them. Baloney. We elect people to protect that Bill of Rights. They do not need new bills. They need to do their correct and honorable job or go home. And we need to be the ones to send them home. So Trump hasn't become the victor because Trump is a great, great man. Trump has become a victor because we the people have seen and had enough, I hope, of the corrupt. We're witnessing it. We have been witnessing it for a while. But perhaps the patience has worn thin. The usurpations is then an easy attainment, he says, when the populace become ignorant and corrupt. The usurpation is an easy attainment. When we have to debate what bathroom, whether gender should go to the bathroom together or not, what has happened to we the people? The majority of we the people do not believe that. Are we going to allow them to bully us into that? Are we going to allow them to bully our bakers and our florists and our wedding planners? Are we going to allow them to be bullies? Do we now understand why we are incapable of exercising sovereignty? another throwback that I share on a regular basis from George Washington. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. Who is the government? We the people. But we have been failing to govern, and so we are now in a dictatorship where the D.C. occupiers and the bureaucrats are dictating over our lives, telling you what bathrooms you can use and not use, telling you you can't have your guns. And remember, the last statement on here was that that Second Amendment and these rights are secured against encroachments. It is impossible for the government should ever degenerate into tyranny if we keep that Second Amendment and bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.